Good morning, Clarendon Road Church. I greet you in the wonderful and powerful name of Jesus Christ. To him be all praise, be all glory, be all honor. It is so wonderful to greet the world and our Clarendon Road family as we worship this morning. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for your power. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for the opportunity to just worship in spirit and in truth. Father, we ask you, dear God, that your Holy Spirit will just minister to every person in this place and in the world. So, Lord, we say thank you because thou art holy, thou art God, and there is truly none like unto you. To God be glory for the things he has done. At this time, let us welcome Sister Jasmine Moody, who will be doing the scripture reading.
This morning's scripture reading is taken from St. Luke chapter 5, reading from verse 12 through 15. While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you are willing, can you make me clean?" Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. Then Jesus ordered him, "Don't tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifice that Moses commanded you for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Yet the news about him spread all the more, so the crowd of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be unto God.
Lord, we bless you. We give you honor. And we extol his holy name. God, we give you glory. Thank you. The Lord is mighty. The Lord is strong. Hallelujah. God, we give the praise this morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, anybody glad this morning? Hallelujah. So we come and declare this morning that the Lord is strong and the Lord is mighty. Come on, shout, "Lord, you're mighty." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is mighty. We're going to declare that this morning. I need you wherever you are to declare with us. Come on, put it together. Hey. The Lord is mighty. We come and declare that this morning, that no matter what we're facing in our lives, the Lord is strong and mighty in our lives. If you know that to be true, I need you to shout with us, everybody, this morning. Say, "Lord, you're mighty.
Lord, you're mighty.
Say, Lord, you're mighty.
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 Say, Lord, you're mighty.
know that we serve a mighty God. He's able to heal, set free, and deliver. God, you can do anything. And we understand that there's nothing too hard for you. Is there anything too hard for our God? Hallelujah. Our response to that question is praise. Because we understand that you can do anything. And we understand that you will respond according to our thank yous, according to our hallelujahs. So God, we stand here grateful this morning. We're grateful for your presence. Though there are not many with us, God, we're so grateful because you're with us. And we understand that in your presence there's fullness of joy. Anything that we need, want, and desire according to your name, we understand that we have access. So we want to give you praise because we understand that you inhabit the praises of your people. So we want to lift our hands and we're going to lift our voice because we want you to live inside of our praise. God, we want you to make our praise your place of abode. So we want you to live here even in this moment. So we lift up our hands. Can we take just 10 seconds just to lift up our praises to the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We honor you. We magnify your name. We give you glory. And we thank you even now for your mercy and your kindness. We bless your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on, come on.
Love you.
One more time, can we lift up hallelujah, everyone? Say,
glory, we all honor. At this time, let us welcome a prolific preacher, a man who knows how to trust God, a man who loves the people, a community-oriented preacher, the Reverend Dr. Charles Oliver Galbraith.
Amen. Oh, come on, somebody. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. We're thankful and grateful to be here streaming online as well as in God's sanctuary on this Sunday. Come on, somebody, make a declaration right in your house, right where you are, right in what you're experiencing right now. The Spirit of the living God is in this place. God's presence is in this place. His anointing is in this place. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and enter into His courts with praise. Is there somebody in the sanctuary on this Sunday that's able to declare, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord? You may not be here physically, but wherever you are, God's Spirit is right there. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. We bless the name of God in this place. We bless the name of God in this place. God is worthy and worthy, worthy to be praised. The old saint used to say, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God is worthy and worthy to be.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
We bless your name. And see that the Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever. We welcome you to Clarendon Road Church on this morning, and we are excited that God is here in this place and in this presence, as well as right where you are. God's Spirit is right there. Won't you be encouraged and strengthened on this Sunday as we celebrate what God is doing? We welcome you to Clarendon Road Church. We are a church of deep roots. You can say it right there at your house. Deep roots. Deep roots, new branches bearing fruit in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to do me a favor. If you're streaming online via Facebook, if you're streaming online via YouTube, could you just connect with somebody? Could you send somebody a message? You could send somebody a text. If you could send somebody a share. If you could share and let everybody that you know that we're here in worship right here at Clarendon Road Church. Just, I'm going to give you a few moments even as we declare our song, Deep Roots, New Branches, for you to go right on your computer, right on your phone, to share, to text, to make sure that somebody knows that we're in the building on today. Amen. Able to stream online with and for you, and to be able to connect with you in this particular way. today. We're so grateful and thankful just for this time of fellowship one with another. Even right now, I wish I could give everybody a hug, but I'm giving you a virtual hug in the name of Jesus Christ to know that we love you and we appreciate you in this place. We want to let you know during this time and during this season of seemingly uncertainty that we want to be a continued and constant presence in your life. And we want to note that we are putting together a pastoral care program for you, that we're going to have pastors and ministers who are going to be available from the morning to the evening to be able to stream with you and to connect with you via Zoom, so that if you need prayer, that you need connection, that you need communication, that we are going to be present. You'll receive that information via your emails or other information to be able to share with you the things that we're trying to do so we can be a pastoral presence in, with, and for you. We also want to note that we'll be joining us right back here, the same place, the same channel, the same moment on this Wednesday at 7 p.m. for a time of Bible study, as we'll be teaching God's word and communicating what God is speaking to and for us. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Even as we've entered into this time, we are entering into a moment and time of prayer. We believe that prayer is communication with God. That God speaks to us and we speak to God. And so whatever you stand in need of on this day, we may not be physically here in the sanctuary, but I'm believing God that God would touch you in a real and special way. If you could even, if you feel comfortable, type in those prayer requests via the comment section on Facebook or on YouTube, that you could be able to communicate exactly what you're feeling and what you're experiencing. And we want to pray and believe God concerning you on today. We believe a God who is able to do anything but fail. I said we believe in a God who is able to do anything but fail. And so we bring it before the Lord even during this moment and during this time. Once again, we're not there physically with you, but I believe that God's Spirit is able to intercede and meet you right where you are. Even in the midst of this moment, won't you go before the Lord? If you're gathered in your home, if you're gathered around the computer or on the screen, if you could even physically touch the screen or get close to the screen as we go before our God in prayer on this morning. God, we come before you because you are the great I Am. God, we come before you because you're able to do anything but fail. We declare, oh God, that everything has to bow down to your feet. We declare, oh God, that there's no greater power than you, oh God. Father God, that every virus and every disease and every issue and every concern has to bow down to you. And so, God, we lift you up. And we exalt your name in this place, oh God, with an expectation on what you're going to do. God, we have many requests that are before us on today. God, we lift it before you because you're able to hear, to meet, and to deliver. We ask in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would work supernaturally concerning the COVID-19 coronavirus. God, we see and recognize that the entire world has been hit with this pandemic. We find and recognize folks are unsure of their jobs and unsure of their livelihoods, unsure of what tomorrow holds. We recognize we've been quarantined and isolated from one another. God, we thank you we're not isolated from your presence. We ask in the name of Jesus, oh God, that this would cease and desist. We pray in the name of Jesus that God, you would bring forth healing, whether through miracle or through medicine. God, would you do a work in the name of Jesus? We ask, oh God, that you would touch the doctors and the scientists and the professionals who are working on this, oh God. But we ask, oh God, even right now, that the great physician who you are, oh God, would step into the midst of this circumstance and do a work. God, I pray, oh God, for those who are unsure and those who are scared and those who are nervous, that God, you would cause fear to flee. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that faith would arise and you would strengthen your people to know, oh God, you're with them and that you are for them, that you have not forgotten about them, but your ever-present help in the time of trouble. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch those, oh God, who have been afflicted and affected concerning this virus, oh God. Touch those with respiratory issues and underlying conditions and cover our seniors in the name of Jesus Christ. Strengthen them by your power and through your might. God, I pray for a profound protection over our healthcare workers, oh God, and our first responders, Father God, and those who are on the front lines, oh God, who are working and ministering during this time. I pray, oh God, for the grocery clerks, oh God, and for those who are serving in various essential capacities, oh God, for our police officers, Father God, our firefighters, oh God, for those, oh God, who are on the front lines when everyone else is shut in, they're out on the streets. But God, I pray in the name of Jesus that the covering of the anointing of God would cover them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that, Father God, your people would arise during this moment, arise during this time, oh God, and trust in you, oh God, regardless of what it looks like and regardless of the challenges that may be, oh God, that we would put our trust and dependence upon you. God, I pray that the church would arise, and Father God, every enemy would be scattered. We pray in the name of Jesus, and we take authority over every influence that's not of our God. Every imp and every enemy and every witch and every warlock has to be pulled down in the name of Jesus Christ, that God may arise and every enemy be scattered. Show forth your power and show forth your might and show forth your strength and show forth your anointing. Do a work in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you bind up the brokenhearted, that you're able to strengthen those who are discouraged, empower those who are weak, comfort those who mourn. Be with us even in the midst of this time and this moment. We declare this by sealing it with this song and declaring, oh God, that we're going to call on your name.
When I call your name,
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 when I call your name.
Come on, you can call on wherever you are.
When I call your name,
when I call your name,
when I call your name,
when I call your name.
right there in your home and just call on his name. What's his name? What's his name? What's his name? Call his name. Call his name.
Come on.
Call his name. There's healing in his name. There's deliverance in his name. There's breakthrough in his name. We call on that name, Jesus, that everything has to bow to the name of Jesus. Can we lift that up one more time when I call?
Sweetest name we know.
When I call your name,
sweeter than honey on a honeycomb.
When I call your name,
when we call your name,
when I call your name,
there is safety in that name.
When I call your name,
when we call your name,
when I call your name,
when we call your name,
when I call your name,
when we call your name. Come on, just one more time, lift your hands. The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
When I call your name,
and the righteous run in and are safe.
When I call your name,
when we call your name,
when I call your name,
when we call your name,
God, we put everything in your name. Put everything, oh God, all of our being, and trust in you. We lean into what you would speak to us even today. Prepare our hearts even right now, God, to go and to hear your word, that you would speak the truth of your word in and over and concerning our lives. We bless you and we lift you up even now. Beloved, even in your homes and even where you are now, would you prepare your hearts and minds to receive the word from the Lord on today? We're going to go into a continued time of worship. And after we've entered into worship, we're going to go directly into God's word to hear what he would speak to us on this day.
Sanctuary.